All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies and animal lovers.
We have an additional homegirl with us today, Chloe. So, some of y'all know her already.
Yeah.
She's a pit bull in a skirt, the real pit bull in a skirt.
Yeah, my niece is here.
Yeah, she's here joining us. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm well. My weekend...
I'm like, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. And, you know, I need to get some of that ginkgo, too.
Ginkgo,
because I can't remember what I did.
You went to run errands.
Oh, yeah, you know, because you were at work.
Yeah, doing shit.
Okay, so tried this new restaurant that you should try called Julie Goes Green.
Okay. It's vegan and they have pizza that's actually really good.
Oh, okay.
They use Follow Your Heart cheese.
Nice, nice.
So yeah, my weekend was chill. Ran errands. I finally went to the Glossier store.
Oh, how'd you like it?
It's very nice in there. It's hella big.
Did you get anything?
No.
Oh, nothing spoke to you?
No.
Yeah.
Not at the moment.
It's like you either have to have a hitter or it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Glossier is cute, but it's not just like,
yeah,
that kind of makeup.
Right.
It's not giving Fenty.
It's not giving Fenty. And I can't wait till Fenty has their brick and mortar
locations. Savage.
Yeah. Savage X.
Savage X Fenty.
So I can see the pieces in
real time. In real time.
Person.
It's going to be, remember Fredericks of Hollywood? It's going to get, I remember y'all, let me tell you a little story.
Yeah, like Victoria's Secret was like clean.
Fredericks was ratchet. Freaky deaky. Yeah, it was X-rated.
You went in there?
I did, and I got a little number from Fredericks, because you know what else?
What, did you wear it?
You know,
I bet that shit stayed on ice.
I did, actually. It was a leopard. It was leopard. Purple trimmed. Number. It was like a little skirt laced up the front. The thing about Fredericks was it was more affordable than
Victoria's Secret.
And I remember the day that I bought that little outfit. It was going to be for like a Valentine's Day or some special occasion. I think I was probably like early 20s, y'all, doing the fucking most. And I had a coat on, a pea coat of
Bitch, no, you didn't. Not the pea coat. Not the, you I were said, the trench with just the lingerie.
It was a peacoat. It was a peacoat. It wasn't even trench. I was just going with a coat that
concept.
I had.
It was a concept. It was a concept of a trench, but you had in a fucking wool ass peacoat.
No, it wasn't a wool coat.
At least a trench you can like belt.
No,
it
was no. It was like
this is not your show.
Yeah, it was belted, a belted coat of sorts. And I pulled up on my boo boo in that, and I was so afraid to even take it off. I was just sitting there with the number on, like. He probably was like, why you still got your
the
coat
on? The number
in
the coat?
And then he went out of the room because he had like a back house set up. Uh-huh. He went out of the room to go into the like house. And I hurry up and took the coat off and got underneath the cover. So immature. That's how you know, y'all, I shouldn't have been in that. I was never really a sexually liberated gal. So that was already a stretch. Like thinking maybe this is what I should have on. A little number for my nigga. And
it's the pea coat for me. It was that piece that's how
I was really
the
doing
fact
it.
That you tried to put on. No, like, girl, just put it on when you get to the house, if you wanted to come with a little drop in the coat.
The providing of experience. It was an experience of sorts. And I don't think that I wore a piece of lingerie from that day until I was probably 32. Going to be completely honest. 32 is when I slid my ass back in a piece. And that's it. And I think I've probably worn a couple pieces since then. And it's just been tucked away. And I have some numbers now. Mm-hmm. I need to bring them out. Bring them out. The T.I.
Right. Bring them out. Bring them out.
It's hard to yell with the barrel. Who are you about to say?
Jewel? I was going
to
say Jewel.
It's hard to yell with the barrels in your mouth. Swizzy. Dun, dun, dun.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
His eye is watering. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, that was your weekend relaxing. Chill.
Yeah. How was yours? Filled with work.
It was filled with work. That was it. I didn't do shit. Came home. Chilled.
Get on over to Patreon so that we can free ourselves from the corporate America shackles.
Please.
So Germany does not have to work on the damn weekends anymore.
Please, y'all, if you love me and want to see me doing better, log on to Patreon. Get over there and give us a few coins.
Right.
Yes.
Where we also need you to log on to is the ratings and the reviews. Please continue to leave them. Apple has been up and stuck.
Yeah, that I ain't even keeping track of the numbers no more, but I still want y'all to
show
up and show
out. I let go and let God.
Yeah.
Spotify is going up.
Yeah, it is.
Spotify is going up, so keep rating and reviewing there. And we do have our review of the week coming from Apple YouTube. So the first one comes from YouTube, YouTube Mommy Destiny. She says, it's the homegirls YouTube intro for me. I love that y'all are leveling up in every aspect while staying true to yourselves. So inspiring. Keep going, girls.
Yes. Thank you so much, boo-boo.
Thank you.
And kind words from a kind soul.
Because we are.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Leveling up. This one comes from Miata, who I've seen. I've seen Miata.
Thank
I've
you
seen
for
that
another
name.
Review.
Miata says, my favorite podcast. I haven't missed an episode since the day I first found out about this podcast. I feel like I know you ladies. Every week, y'all come prepared with a good word and laugh to keep us going. It's real deal homegirl vibes over here. Wherever y'all are at, I'm showing up and supporting. Keep showing up for the girlies, Brittany and Germany.
Heavy on the wherever y'all at. Please come along. I love that for us.
We need you to come along.
We need you to come along.
Yes.
Be on our backs. We'll carry you. Just get on. Get on there.
Period.
And we're heading to the sunset.
To the top.
Yes. So another place we need you to take yourself, like we mentioned, is Patreon. It's our exclusive membership community where we have bonus episodes, a lot of goodies, affirmation playlists, visual playlists, bravado bonus episodes. There's just so many good things.
We have exclusive merch over there too.
Exclusive merch. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm also going to be showing some BTS photos. BTS.
Of your log journey.
Some throwbacks. And of Britney's hair.
We're showing both of our hair, progression of our hair. Mine be up and down because I cut it every couple years.
I'm gonna post that. Probably it'll be
post the log journey, and my hands have been the ones have been the hands that the growing hands.
Black people love to say
we
have
the
growing
hands behind the locks.
The growing hands.
I am the hands behind the locks, but please nobody else ask me to do their hair because I swear to God my hands get crippled when I get in somebody else's head.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't fucking reach out to my loctician to maintain your hair. It's just not happening.
Right.
And y'all, she be.
What the hell are you going to say?
Because you tried to fuck me.
No, I didn't.
She tried to fuck me lately. Just recently. Uh-huh. But I will leave it. I will not even bring it up.
Because no, you're not fucked.
No, I was almost, y'all. Panties were down. Okay. It just was no. Panties were down and I didn't let you insert. It was a stop. No means no.
No, no, no.
So we stopped that. Anyway, get on over to Patreon. Let's shout out our new patrons.
Okay, our new patrons, we have Shatavia.
Hey, Shatavia or Shatavia. Hey, boo boo, Shasha.
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Martha.
Hey, Martha. My middle name is Martha.
It is. I was like, is Martha over here?
Girl.
I was like, I know Martha ain't on Patreon.
Giving her money every month. I'd be like, girl, let me issue you a refund.
And then we have Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. Brooke just became a bestie.
Yes, Brooke Hoodoo. Became a bestie.
Love you.
McCall. Hoodoo, yeah. So thank y'all. We really appreciate you so
we
much.
We do. Love y'all Patreon. So much. Yes. So last week's episode, we were talking about rejection, sensitivity. This was a goodie. A lot of good information. Basically expressing and explaining what being rejection sensitive is, what it looks like, how it shows up in our lives, and how we can better equip ourselves to handle the no from the outside world when we are already affirmed in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, make sure you get on back there and tap in. It was a nice one.
It was a good one.
Yeah. And we were featured on a lot of podcasts this week. Not a lot, but another podcast.
We were.
Bree's
on
podcast.
Count to 10 podcast with Bree Hall.
Yeah.
So check that out on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Or Apple.
Wherever
you listen to podcasts, check our boo-boo out. Hopefully you like it. It's a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about this week?
So this week we're talking about the pursuit of happiness.
Ooh, yes. No Will Smith. It's not
giving
Will
Smith. Because we just want to be happy.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Ashanti said? What did she say? I'm so happy, maybe.
That's what she said, yeah. Boy, you fill me with so much joy. You take all the pain away from me.
Without you around, I'll never leave.
There it is.
Period.
That you fell in love with me. Listening to that album tonight. So that I wouldn't be
can't let it go.
You, babe. I can't. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's what we're talking about. The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness. So do you know that we are responsible for 40% of our happiness? 40%.
That means ain't no excuses.
40%.
What are excuses? That's what it's giving.
Yeah, so 50%.
Okay? It's giving hop out.
50% of our happiness is because of like just our genetics. And then 10% is because of circumstantial. So, yeah. Like, where you live, your resources, how you were raised.
Environmental. Stressors.
And then the other 40% is up to us.
Yeah. That really means you have to take agency over your life. there's like 90% of it is literally you. Although that 50%, that's genetic.
You can't fight that. That's what already it is what it is.
You could be fucked on the back end. And that's why it's important to link up with somebody who got some good genes, child. Nigga, do schizophrenia run in your family? I need to know what's deep down in there.
You know, one thing my mom always said, I remember this phrase. You know, there's always a saying your mom that stick with you.
What?
She always said, be careful who you mate with.
It's important.
She always said, be careful who you mate with. I feel like I'm a good mate partner. I'm a good person to mate with because I feel like I got all my marbles. It's not just yours. I understand that. I know it's the line, the lineage.
It's all of it.
I have my shit.
We know you have yours.
And my family, you know, my family's sane.
A good.
Overall sane. Of course, there's a few, you know.
You know, but you know it's taking in consideration mother and father. It's all your genetics.
Right.
That's the sick part. You can't separate
them. And it really is hard when you were, you know, because a lot of us didn't have our two parents. So sometimes we don't know what the other lineage was hitting for.
What he's working with.
What is going on? What you got?
What's over there, Dad?
I'm going to have to 23andMe and get to making some phone calls just for this off GP.
That's a real thing, though. When people get married, that's a part of it. Let's get these genetics. What's up? What's in your bloodline, nigga? What's your family hitting for? I need to know.
I know I was thinking that when I was watching Euphoria random, and like, I know you don't watch it.
I don't.
But
the one thing I don't watch.
But it's like so many of the kids started off with depression at such a young age, and I'm like, that's genetic. There was nothing going on to make them depressed.
All of them?
Two. One is trans. He knew that like he was having identity issues young.
Yeah.
And then Rue.
Isn't Rue Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Okay, so that's Rue. So she having her own issues, her own depression.
She's addicted to drugs, but it stemmed from childhood with her being fucked.
Okay.
Depressed.
Yeah.
She had to see a psychologist. They said she had bipolar disorder.
Okay.
So.
Anywho.
Anyway. So yeah, we went off on a tangent, but today we're talking about the pursuit of happiness, hedonic adaptation specifically, because that's what it is.
Yes.
So.
Let's explain it to the girls.
So
we love putting a new definition, new tool in your toolkit. So what's good?
So what is hedonism? It's the pursuit of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Sensual self-indulgence. And our human behavior is determined by desires to increase pleasure and decrease pain.
Yes. It's constantly doing what we have to do so we don't have to feel what we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a type of happiness.
Yeah.
The pursuit of pleasure. So usually this type of happiness is linked to like sex.
Mm.
Sex. <What? laughs> Sex and food.
Yes.
And I really do find pleasure in food. I love going out trying new restaurants. I love like, you know, the whole experience and the feeling and eating the food. Food is like an experience for me. I know we have some like
foodies.
Yeah, there's foodies and then there's the people who just eat to survive. I like the fool.
Package. I'm a little combo. I'll eat to survive. I like them both, but I'd be like, nutrient dense, I'll take it.
Even so if like, I had a bowl.
Yeah.
Little black beans, cow.
Quinoa.
Black beans, quinoa.
Cow. Yeah, avocado, some shit like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the meals in my home.
Yeah,
I know, but
I'm saying, I'll be like, I really want something with flavors and da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, I'm going to have a bowl.
Yeah. This is true. Okay.
But yeah, so that's what the basis of hedonism is. And we're going to be talking about the hedonic treadmill or hedonic adaptation.
Yes.
Which is basically like things happen, right? And as humans, we have a baseline level of happiness. So mm-hmm. things happen that make us go above that or below that. Like people winning the lottery, having sex, having like a pleasurable food experience or some event happening that really piques your happiness where you're like, oh my God, I have so much joy. I'm excited. Ooh, bitch, I'm on cloud nine right now.
And then there's those lows, like experiencing loss, death, Just being at a down point because
accidents,
we're not
health issues.
We're just not always up. So essentially the hedonic treadmill is that process of going up, down from highs, lows, but that middle point is always the baseline. Your set point of like, okay, I generally feel okay.
Right.
Yes.
So the reason why we want to talk about this topic is because some people's baseline is on the floor. The bar is on the floor. Some people, you know, is at a healthy level. Some people's are really high. We want to make sure we have ours at a healthy level or maybe even higher, because when your baseline is on the floor,
you're miserable.
You're miserable no matter what the fuck happens. It's kind of like the Debbie Downer energy.
Yeah.
So.
And also, I think it's good to put language to our feelings around always striving for more, because you guys know, like, when we get something, it's like, okay, new normal. What's next?
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be like, ooh, it's almost like the feeling of discontentment, when really that's not the vibe. It's science. Like, it's not, there's science to the way we feel. There's science to the things that we're experiencing. So that's where the hedonic treadmill comes into play.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're all on these treadmills. Mm-hmm. What this treadmill does is it gives us the ability to adapt to all the different changes that happen in our lives, right? Our feelings don't last forever. So if somebody makes us angry, we won't be angry for the rest of our lives. It's like, you know what? You really pissed me off.
Fuck you.
But imagine if you were harboring that energy forever, ever.
Mm-hmm. We would be miserable.
Yeah.
And that's why bitches be bitter.
Yeah.
Bye, niece.
You can't hold on to it.
No, you can't.
So this, and like, even like you mentioned, like when we have loss, it's like, even though I had this tragedy, this trauma, thankfully, because we have that baseline, although we know we don't ever completely heal from certain situations, we know that I can go back to being an active person. Like, yeah. I can go back to doing some of the things that bring me joy.
Yeah.
I always wonder that, because when I think about like losing somebody hella close to me, I always think like, you know what? I don't know how the fuck they gonna peel me up off the floor and get me back to being.
Yeah, you always say that.
To get me back to being a functioning citizen in society.
But I guess it's like anything, you know, it's like our survival skills. That's really what the hedonic treadmill, I think, enforces for us, is our survival skills. They're like, we won't be down bad forever, which is good. It's like light at the end of the tunnel. And even with the experiencing loss piece, this process helps us, I guess, put things, compartmentalize. It helps us compartmentalize so that we can make space and hold space for whatever else is coming. So that's really how you would move forward. It's like, damn, that fucking sucks, but science, body, mind, every like chemical makeup will say, how can we compartmentalize this? How do we grieve from it? Still, it might hurt, and then move forward.
Right.
Wow. We are really something as humans.
It's our ability to survive.
We are really something.
That's what psychologists say. Psychologists are the ones who said that this hedonic treadmill is the reason why we survive. Because a lot
Which
of,
is true.
A lot of shit can take us out. Like when people get in a car accident and they like lose a limb.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see them fully getting around. Like, now I have a prosthetic.
Yeah.
And I'm not playing victim. It's like, you know, now this is just the way I'm
the
moving
new
through.
Normal.
This is the way I move to the streets.
Right. And it's, and eventually after losing, like using the accident for an example, you adapt, and then your way of life becomes your new baseline. Like, now I'm back to just as content. If you have a positive outlook, right? It all goes back down to that baseline. If you have a positive outlook, then now it's like, all right, this happened to me. This is my new baseline. I can move forward in this way.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's really important for us to have strong mentals.
the mind is the most important thing.
So important. It's really funny how this is a sidebar, totally off the rip, but Andres like wasn't feeling good the other day, and he was like, "Ooh, I really feel like something is wrong with me." His mind was just fucking with him. He was like, "I need to go to the doctor." I'm like, "Okay, well, make your appointment. Do what you gotta do. You got health insurance, thank God."
Right.
And he was so stressed out, girl. He was feeling so depressed. He couldn't even go to work. And I was like, "Babe." And then he finally got his clean bill of health and was feeling like, "Okay, I feel good again." And I was like, "It's really crazy."
The mind.
Y'all. When it comes down to your health.
Because you can start convincing yourself that you're worse than you really are.
I said, babe, get off the internet. Log off WebMD.
You got to get off the internet.
Get off the internet. I said, you actually have insurance. You can go see a real doctor.
Right. And you know, like when we're looking at stuff on the internet, when it pertains to our health, you really do start convincing yourself that things are worse. I feel the same way with the COVID shit. Like, and we had this conversation about the vaccinations when we were talking about getting them. Like, you look for stuff to reinforce how you already feel.
You do.
And then it confirms that. And then you go like on this fucking hamster wheel.
And I think with like Google, anything in general, but specifically with Googling, I don't know if you've noticed, but I also noticed that when I Google, it's always from a biased standpoint, right? It's like, if I'm thinking, is distilled water better than sparkling water, spring water, I'm going to say, is distilled water better?
Right.
As opposed to saying, which water is better?
That is so true.
So you end up getting all of these confirmations
for what you already feel
to affirm or confirm what it is you're experiencing.
That's hella true.
So I be like mindful of how I Google when I'm looking stuff up so that I can just get it from like a neutral, unbiased as possible.
Right.
Standpoint.
I think that's a good, way to browse.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the internet is media. There's going to be bias, people pushing their own agendas. But when we have that skewed way of searching for shit, like, of course you're
going to get all those keywords. All that shit is going to be popping up. And it's like, see, I was like, babe, get off of there because you're only Googling one thing. Get off. You're going to be down bad in a minute. So, yeah, I was only saying that to express how powerful our minds are. Like, it'll just take you on a spiral. I was convinced that I had a fucking brain tumor when I started working in my job. I was like, bro, something's wrong.
I remember that period in your life.
Right.
You know, there's this book called Being Supernatural, and this woman was sick. She was stressed. That's really what it was. Like, she started off as stress, right? Mm-hmm. But then we know that when stress is in the body, it can manifest into illnesses.
Yeah, for sure.
So it started off as like her being stressed, and then she started having some like physical effects of the stress, and then the bitch
we'd be so quick to say the bitch.
The woman really got sick, like debilitating sick.
And then she's like, see, I knew it was because of that.
So then she started meditating, which is again the mind, and the sickness was reversed.
See?
It wasn't nothing that a doctor did. It was like reversing the mind.
Yeah.
There's all these different meditations that you can do. And I'm like, the mind is really powerful, which goes back to us being responsible for 40% of our own happiness.
Yeah. We got to do better. This is the year of better.
There have been so many health trends lately. Like, the CBD market is so full of options. Everything from oils to creams, little CBD joints. It's like you can buy CBD now in almost every coffee shop or grocery store. Have you noticed that?
I have. Everywhere. I'm popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and with CBD being so easily accessible, it can be even easier to overlook poor quality CBD when shopping. And that's why I love Med, because I feel like I can trust their CBD products. I know that I'm getting fresh, high quality, and effective product, and I just love it.
We really do have to be mindful of where we shop, y'all, especially when it comes to our health. But unlike many CBD companies that get their ingredients from industrialized farms, Ned really elevates the bar because their products are a USDA certified organic, honey. And the girls who get it. All of Ned's full spectrum hemp oil is extracted from USDA certified organic hemp plants. So low quality CBD can have undesired effects. We all know that. Bad bud, bad weed gives bad high. So I personally feel comfort knowing that Ned tells me exactly what is in the products that I'm using. Like, that's peace of mind for me.
And I know one thing with CBD is people often wonder, like, what is it good for? What am I using this for? Well, I personally like to use the CBD if I'm feeling a little anxious or need to wind down, take a couple of droplets of the full spectrum Ned CBD. But also, it is so good for period cramps, relieving that pain if you don't want to take, like, over-the-counter meds.
Yeah, that's my go-to, too. It's really crazy that CBD can remedy all of these problems, you know? Ned products, y'all, they truly do come in the clutch. When you're down bad, they lift you up. I recently started using Ned's De-Stress Blend. Brittany, I think you might want to try this one since you mentioned using it for anxiety. This is really that girl. It's their brand new one-to-one formula of CBD and CBG. It's made from the world's purest full-spectrum hemp because Ned is known for that. And CBG is known as the mother of all cannabinoids because of how good it is at combating anxiety and regulating our stress levels.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to add the De-Stress Blend to my try list, must-try list. You guys have heard it here, y'all. Ned is that girl, the one and not the two. So if you'd like to try Ned, Black Girl Bravado listeners get 15% off with code Bravado.
So visit helloned.com/bravado to get access. That's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off. Thank you so much, Ned, for supporting our show and offering us and our homegirls a natural remedy for some of life's most common health issues.
Have you had, or like, what's an experience or an example that you can give of like your baseline of happiness and then like being on the hedonic treadmill?
There's a few things. I could say like employment, right? Like my job, my car, my apartment, everything that I attain. It's like I'm working to get it. I feel so good when I finally get it.
Right.
It's like, oh, more money. Great. Better car. Girl, I don't even want to say better.
The way we be putting that salary and dividing it.
Listen, okay. I don't even want to say better car, but like, a step
and
above.
A car, yeah, an upgrade.
Upgraded vehicle, a nicer apartment. Then it's like, what's next after this? Then it's like, okay, this is cool, but this ain't even enough no more.
Right.
You know what I mean? That I could say that, like, that feeling of like constantly, okay, now this is the new, this was yesterday's rate, but that ain't even today no more. That that's yesterday's price, baby. This is what it is today.
Let me tell you something. Today's price is not yesterday's price.
It's never yesterday's price. What about you?
I have an example that's like the opposite way of the baseline. It's like COVID. When the shit first hit, it's like definitely below the baseline. Anxious, confused, damn near depressed. Like, you know, like what the hell is going on? And then as time passed, getting right back to my baseline, even with COVID still existing.
Yeah, functioning.
It's like, okay, COVID's still here, but I found a way to adapt and get back to my normal or a new sense of self that feels like my old sense of self, just in a new way. It just looks differently.
Yeah, right. Your new normal, because you create a new baseline.
Exactly.
And again, going back to that survival piece, it's our survival mechanism. It's like, I can't be down bad forever because COVID exists, right?
Right.
So then it's like, how do I survive in this environment and not have myself dragged to the fucking floor being pulled by my labia majora?
Right, because COVID hasn't gone anywhere. I'm one of the people that like think like, how can I adapt to this? Like COVID ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I can't live in fear. I don't want to be reckless, but I can't be debilitated by the fact that COVID is here.
Exists. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think those are all great examples. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
So let's get into Let's get into how we control our happiness with this treadmill.
Yes.
Or this treadmill, how this treadmill makes people wonder how much of their happiness is in their control, which mm-hmm. we've already gave you percentages. But when we like pursue pleasures, right, they usually come in quick little spurts. Sex is fairly quick.
Yeah.
You reach the orgasm and then, you know, you're done.
Everybody's going to bed.
You're done with it. Clean yourself up and go to sleep.
Yeah.
We're done here. You have the food. After the first bite, you're not. I mean, maybe sometimes if the shit is just hitting that good. But after the first bite, you know, the excitement goes down. It's like, ooh, this is so good. And then you just finish the food not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes pleasure can last. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we want to, like, pursue.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like working out, looking at your body keep getting better, better, more refined. It's like, ooh, I think it keeps, like, that dopamine hit, that spike of, like, ooh, okay. We're really seeing something that we like, right. You know, is that vibe or like constantly setting goals and obtaining them and reaching your milestones. Those are those kind of like drawn out pleasurable experiences.
Right. That I think helps keep your baseline high. Like if you just got the job, right, how we said we'd be hella pumped. We get the job and our level spike.
Yeah.
And then we just stay at that job for 10 years. Like, of course it's dropping. But if we are constantly pursuing promotion, increase, maybe a new job. Yes. Oh, I'm have a side hustle now. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm keeping my shit up.
Yeah. It's constantly doing the work and then getting the results.
Exactly.
We want results this year.
In a healthy way.
Yeah, only results. So.
Result-oriented mommy.
When you think of the word pleasure, what do you think of? When you hear the word pleasure, what do you think of?
Touch me.
Oh, tease me.
Did you see Eve's by you? Well, she said, touch me.
I don't think so.
Touch me on my inside part.
I will say I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
It's like, you know, the New Orleans voodoo and all that shit.
Never seen it, though.
It's a good movie.
I know the movie, but I didn't have. Oh, no, that was Was Eve's Bayou the one where it was like some sort of rape or something with the kids or something? What was
there
that?
Was some a little bit of something.
I don't like that. I would not be watching
there
that.
There was some of that in there.
I would not be watching that. What brings you pleasure? Feel me and caress me. Hold on.
What brings me pleasure? So many things. The two popular, sex and food for sure. Being now having a good ass time definitely brings me pleasure. I love music and dancing.
Yeah. Now that's a high I'll never stop chasing.
I love it. I just like being out socializing. That's very pleasurable to me. I always get a little dopamine kick when I do that with good people, not if it's a drag.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like a good, wholesome, good ass time. I live for it. Music, body swaying, everybody's vibing. I just could taste it. I could taste it.
Yeah, what about you? Let me think. What else brings me pleasure? Money.
That was easy.
Money, power, respect.
What brings me pleasure? Honestly, this is going to sound basic and boring, but a nice cup of tea. I guess it's in the realm of food.
That's a thing.
It's very pleasurable for me.
That's a thing.
Like, you know, last night, I mean, every night it's almost ritualistic and like religious in our house, right? In our apartment. Did you see that meme that was like, if I call it my house and you
call it my apartment, you're a hater. Like the fuck, it's my house. It's my house.
And I live here. Gonna tell me, baby. Come on, cue that Diana
it's
Ross
my
up.
House.
That's my favorite Diana Ross song. Listen.
It's my house.
In my house, in our house, we have tea every night.
Listen.
Like together.
It ain't no lie. Every time I come over there, I've been over there drunk, passed out on the couch and woken up to a cup of tea sitting next to me. I'm like, who made me tea? The fuck on? If it's some get out shit going on. No.
Like, it's really a thing for us. It's like, and did you see that meme that was like, I love you so much, let me make you a cup of tea?
No,
like,
that's what comes out of her mouth. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, like, that's the way we express our love, and it's also the way we wind down. It's just such an integral part. My eyes are watering.
Because that's funny.
It's such an integral part of our, like, self-care, and it's so pleasurable to me, like, the whole process.
Because you make it ritualistic. It's not like you just put it in a tea bag of Lipton.
Yeah, no.
You have the tea press, the French press.
Yes.
You like how it tastes.
Yes. Like, even Andres was like, so I had gotten the ceramic tea kettle, right? Andres was like, we could just use the metal one. And I'm like, babe, it's almost like the equivalent of you streaming music on Spotify and playing music on your vinyl, like playing records. Like,
different experience.
It's a different experience. I said, obviously. We can fucking use
the kettle.
And I use that one in the mornings. But when I'm really like at the end of the night in a vibe, I was like, use the, put it on the stove. Put it on
use
the
stove. Use that pot.
It's such a vibe. I was like, it's a different experience. So that is, I find deep pleasure in that. Like, I find deep pleasure in it. I love it. Of course, eating, having a good time, being around my family, things like that are very pleasurable. I love it. And, ooh, it would be really cute. Did we already do our episode?
No.
Okay, cool. I'll save what I want to say for that.
Yeah.
Come back in a few weeks.
Right. We didn't do that.
Yes.
So, most people do think about sex or food when they think about pleasure. Ooh, but let's give you a little tea. So, Yale psychologist Paul Bloom says that pleasure is not only a response to the makeup of something or the sensations that come with a thing. So, for example, eating food and loving the taste and the smell can be pleasurable. Mm-hmm. But pleasure also comes from your beliefs or what you think about that thing. Mm. So we got to think about that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. Like, when I'm thinking about, when I'm finding something pleasurable or enjoyable, it definitely does tie to my beliefs or what I think about it. Like, we were just talking about how we be buying these expensive ass candles.
Yeah.
Right? That are like $80.
A pop. Yeah.
For the little.
Yeah.
It's not big. It's not a big
pop. It's not a big body.
It's a little.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we really enjoy those candles, not because it has a smell that just can't be found anywhere else for a cheaper amount, but because the way that we like feel and think
about the purchase, about the brand, about what, honestly, about this. It's a status symbol. It's giving us the same material, girl, without saying it. Okay, yeah. You come into a home and you see what you see, and it's like, oh, I see what the fuck's going on here. I feel that way. Even, trust me, I have a few things in my home that I'm like, I see what it's giving.
Material girl.
It's giving material girl. It's just, that's really what it is. But it's like, it's not that the candle's better, the soap is better, the this is better. It's really the vibe. It's about what we think about the branding.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pleasurable too, having nice things in your home.
Yeah, that does bring me pleasure. Luxury brings me pleasure. Yeah. So this experiment was done with wine drinkers, right?
Give us the tea.
Okay, so everyone got the same wine, but half of the group was told that the wine was expensive, like $100 to $150 a bottle. And the other half of the group were told, like, this is some cheap shit.
It's giving
barefoot.
It's giving, what's that?
It's giving two-buck shot.
That we don't like.
Andre.
It's giving Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving that.
Yeah.
So the people that told that they were drinking the expensive wine, they had
it's giving boo.
They had a much more positive experience reaction to the wine. They were probably like, oh my God, this is like the best wine I can taste the notes of. Look at the legs.
Look at this
legs. Swirling shit, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. And then the people who were told that they got the cheap shit, of course, they didn't have as positive an experience as the other people. So the psychologist, the Yale psychologist, said that the ultimate way to make people like something is to tell them that it's more expensive than it really is.
And I believe it. You see them people wearing them Balenciaga mamas, them big ones, them big boats, the big boats. And no shade on anybody who has a pair. Wook has a pair.
Right.
That is really, it don't be style. It's all because of the ticket that comes with it.
It's the status and like
the status symbol.
Right.
It's saying I got a G-ball to spend on a pair of shoes. I mean, with anything, there's some things that's just not cute and we will make them cute because they're expensive.
A lot of things.
A lot.
A lot of things. It's like, it's not about it being cute. It's about it being stylish and in right now.
Yeah. And I have it.
And if I want to be an it girl or it boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy this shit.
I will have it.
And I'm
going to
wear it.
It'll start looking cute to us.
Yeah. Because of the price. It really be because of the price.
That's what I'm saying.
And I've been guilty of that. Not so much with clothing, because I want the shit to be cute.
Yeah.
But buying shit just because of the name, like the candles.
Yeah.
Because I can go get a few more candles. I can get 4 candles for the price of 1 candle.
Yeah.
At Bath & Body.
Toxic. Toxic fumes just through the house, okay?
Bath & Body.
Yeah, that mahogany teak wood intense. The intense mahogany teakwood.
Intensity.
My God.
Yeah.
My God. So, if you were in the experiment, how do you think you would have responded?
I would have been one of the people.
Loving the boo.
First of all, you want to know how I would have known? I would have been one of those people because my palate for wine is just not, I can't, it's not that distinctive.
It's not giving sommelier.
I'm not a sommelier. Now, I drink my fair share of wine.
Yeah.
And I can tell usually if something is cheap by the way I feel after.
Yeah, it's getting the residual.
Yeah, so during the experiment, you can bamboozle my ass. Yeah. If it tastes good, cheap, or expensive, I wouldn't be able to tell. But if you tell me it's expensive and some other shit is cheap, I would be like, this wine is hella good.
Yeah.
it's just something about it.
Yeah, I think that's just the natural human experience. We would be there like, take a photo.
And the thing we would do is, we're getting a bottle of.
We love to get a bottle of, honey. Glassware. He ordered wine by the glass.
Yeah.
Cheapskate.
Yeah, man, a cheapskate.
It's giving cheapskate. Bottle us. Bottle girls. Honey.
Bottle girls.
Yes, yes. I think I would have felt the same. So now we just want to pivot and explain how we could limit the effects of being on the treadmill and how do we maximize the pleasures in our life. So we're going to plan surprises, y'all.
Yeah.
When things become boring, routine, monotonous, they just become boring. You know what it's like having a
routine
life, right? It's just like predictable. So we're gonna add surprises into our life and defer from our regular routine to just keep the spontaneity. Help us, stay on that up, not waiting for something to happen to where it's like, oh, I get this burst of experience. It's like I can have those moments all the time, frequently.
I like that.
Plan a surprise. Surprise
Plan
me.
Surprises.
Yes. We love a pleasurable experience.
We do. We're also going to indulge with self-control. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Instead of overindulging, like where, my life is all, we can go
overboard. Running a check.
We can go overboard. There's no boundaries. It's just.
Running it up.
And, we will do it like Black girls deserve luxury and be fucking behind.
Or
behind
something.
On necessities. Saying the Black girls deserve. Now we do deserve, but get what you can afford. But even more importantly, we want to moderate our activity so we don't burn out the pleasurable experiences and they can maintain pleasurable because then that's when you really are chasing a moving target. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh shit, now what the fuck else brings me pleasure? I done ran this into the ground.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think a good...
And you don't want to become dependent on the things either.
Yeah, I think a good segue to the next point. would be to savor the moment. Like you mentioned, being really present, enjoying the full experience of what it is that you are gathering pleasure from. If it's out at a nice dinner, I think we find pleasure in that together. Like that is a... it's a thing that we've cultivated in our friendship, is like going to nice places, having nice dinners, going on great friendcations, and really savoring the moment. And I think that's really healthy because we always look forward to doing it, like, you know. And sometimes it's just off the rip, like we need to go to Nobu,
right?
Not even because we have anything to do, but just because we can. It's called planning a surprise. That's the surprise that we plan for ourselves.
It is.
But being in the moment, try not to be on your phone, connect with people. Think about everything that you're experiencing, right? Like the smells, the scents, the taste, just really indulging in a way where you can remember it and savor it and want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Also, we're going to do things that create long-term pleasure because we want this shit to last.
Come on, baby.
We want it to last. Yes. So take running, for example. So the run may not be fun the entire time, right? Trust me, I fucking know. I had a little moment in time where I was a runner in a track star.
Yeah.
So it's not fun the entire time, but the feeling that you get after is really pleasurable. They call it runner's high. You feel accomplished. You feel like, yes, I did it. It was tough, but I got through that shit. And then the results you see, that makes it worth it. So it's just like little things like that. Also, yeah. Saving money is another example.
Yeah. We love to see the bag going up.
Sometimes we have to make sacrifices to reach goals, but once we see the money stacking up,
then it makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
The running thing is real. The running thing is real because it's such a mental, like, barrier to overcome. Your mind, when you're running, is like your biggest competitor. It's like,
okay. It really is, because you can easily be like, I can stop. Like, I can't stop. If I want to stop, I can stop. But you're like, but then I want to finish. I said I was going to do 3 miles
today. Yeah, yeah.
I said I was going to do 2 miles.
And it becomes addictive, like proving yourself wrong or showing up for yourself. It's like, all right, I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. And it's such, you get the instant results. I feel like with working out, you got to really go before you can show something for it. But with running, there's this thing of like, wow, I can see my pace. I can see like my BPM. I can see everything here. And I really get the results of like, this is what I did today. You know what I mean? So it is real. And honestly, if my toenails wouldn't have fell off and if my hair wasn't getting nappier than it already is, I might still be running. But that stopped everything at the gate.
Yeah, I never even hit the toe. I just realized it was just something that wasn't for me.
And that's fine.
Because, you know, that little pleasure was too fleeting for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch.
No, I'm not a runner. So, essentially, y'all, understanding this concept is really good because it helps us to, if we already have a great baseline, maximize that, right? Just show up even better. Just being that 1% better every day. And then if we're kind of low to the flow, whether it be genetics or our own inability to pull ourselves up, beyond our circumstances and do what the fuck we got to do to show up for ourselves, or if it's just you have a fucked up situation, you were dealt a bad hand, no matter what it is, if your bars to the floor, this gives you hope that, nigga, you can raise it. That's really what it comes down to. We are in control of our happiness. This is also understanding that ups and downs, smiles and frowns, what Snoop Dogg say, that's what he said, there will be ups and downs, smiles and friends.
I wonder what Snoop Dogg gonna perform at the Super Bowl. That's gonna be lit.
Probably a melody of sorts, medley of sorts.
La da 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 da. Oh, that's Dr. Dre.
See, Snoop stop. Dogg's just stop.
Too.
Just
is
stop.
It Snoop Dogg
he
on
probably
that?
Ain't gonna do that one though. But listen, y'all.
La da 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 da.
It's the
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
No, it's Snoop Dogg. Oh. See, you doing a lot. Sit down. Anyway, y'all, I am hoping that this information is just another tool that you can add to your toolkit. So when shit is going well, you're like, wow, I'm up on my treadmill. And when shit is going down, you are encouraged in knowing that it ain't going to stay
that
way.
That you can get back up. You can get back up again.
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 Get back up again. That
Not
was the
shit.
Best. Fantasia
get
Marina.
Get back up again. Get back up listen. Again. When they start screaming, get back up again, for Satan's just a sinner who fell down.
I sat down, yeah.
And got up. Yes, 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 yes. He got back up. He got the fuck back up. And you will too.
Because you're still standing.
Not the melody, not the full little bus. No, but for real though, we can get back up.
I'm crying.
And we will get back up no matter what. Now it turned into a sermon.
Stay encouraged, queens.
Stay.
Okay. So now it's time to, it's not time for that. We're just pivoting, y'all. We have a segment today. It's a For the Culture. That's a new segment.
Yes, for the culture. So tell them what that is.
So For the Culture is a segment that we will be using to highlight things that are going on, that are spotlighting amazing things for Black and brown people, women, they, them, whoever you identify as. Just something that we can connect with and either utilize, be a part of, and experience something cute and good.
Yeah.
So our For the Culture moment this week goes to
the 4S by S playlist curated by Jamel Hill on Spotify Network. So what Jamel did is, or what she's doing, is she's selecting episodes from her favorite podcast.
We were one of those girls.
And putting them on a playlist, combining them on a playlist. And guess who was on there?
These girls, their girls. Yeah, we were.
So follow that. It is called The Forest Bias. I'll put a link in our bio.
There'll be a link
there. So you can listen to it.
Cute. And it'll be in the show notes.
And she'll be updating it every week.
Yeah, which I think that if you're a Spotify user, which I know a lot of us are, although we listen on Apple, many people have Spotify.
For sure.
Tap in over there. It's really cool to be introduced to some new podcasts. So if you love us, I'm pretty sure that there's a podcast on the playlist that you'll enjoy. So follow.
Yeah, I listened to one of the episodes from the other girls and it was funny.
Cute. So yeah, tap in. Let us know what y'all think. And support the Unbothered Network. There's a lot of great things going on over there.
Yes.
Love it.
So, this is where we leave you.
This is where we leave you to your own devices.
This is where we leave you. If you enjoyed this episode, please let the girls know. We love an affirmation.
We do.
Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe.
Do all the things.
Post notifications.
Do all the things.
Turn that little bell.
And make sure you follow us over on Instagram. We haven't said this in a long time, but tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. Word of mouth is everything. This show has grown so organically from just y'all sharing it in your group chats, putting it in your stories, and just connecting other women to this valuable content. So thank y'all for what you already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And we will see y'all next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.